Hey there, this is Stacey Catmull, and I'm here with Shred Media for our Woman Crush Wednesday segment. Now, I think one thing to explain, when I say Woman Crush Wednesday, there's a couple different meanings to that. First of all, it's like women crush. These are women that I just have a crush on because I think they're so awesome and they're such good friends and they're just doing cool things in the industry. But then you can also say Women Crush Wednesday because you know what? We have so many women in this industry who literally are crushing it. And I'm here today with one of those, one who I do have a crush on and the other end, she is crushing it. So this is Leslie Moss. And Leslie is a loan officer here in Utah. The thing that I love about Leslie is that Leslie flies way under the radar. She's not somebody that, you know, you see on social media a lot. She's not somebody that a lot of people are interviewing, but she closed 180 loans last year. She increased her business by 80% last year. So she is a dynamite top producing loan officer. And not only that, she's just a really super great person. So I'm really, really excited to be interviewing Leslie today. So Leslie, go ahead and just take a minute and tell us just how you got into the industry.
So I started mortgages in 2003. I was failing out of college and my uncle called me and said, hey, why don't you come be my processor? So I moved to Salt Lake, moved in with my uncle. He's brutal. He's amazing, but he was brutal to work for. He taught me everything I know and taught me really, really well. So I worked for him for as long as I could, which was 2 years. I love you, George. And then I moved on and I was a processor for, so I've been in the industry 17 years and I was a processor until about 5 years ago. So I always had my mortgage license. I do one or two loans here and there. But 5 years ago, I just had this push inside of me that's like, you need to be a loan officer full time. And it's time to make the move. So literally overnight, I decided to just start doing loans and business exploded for me. It was really great.
See, that's pretty amazing. We have a lot of women in the industry who are processors. And I know that there are some of them who are probably thinking like, you know what, I really should take that next step or make that next move, make a little bit more money, have a little bit more freedom, and honestly, maybe a little bit more stress processors. So Leslie, when you first jumped into the business, I mean, if it was an overnight decision, how did you financially, how did you make the transition? And then how did you like first start building your business?
So I was, I guess there's a little overlap. I was starting to build my business. I was doing loans. I actually did a few loans for my sister and my mom who lived in the same neighborhood. They told their neighbor who told their neighbor who told their neighbor. And I mean, people talk. So if you can get people to talk about you and your interest rates, then it just kind of goes from there. So, and I also think that when you are truly supposed to do something, like all everything's going to fall into place. And I'd been fighting with this feeling for a really long time. And when I decided overnight to do it, I called all my loan officers, said, I'm not taking any more files. I'm done processing. They were really sad. And it just worked out. And everything worked out. And year over year, I've just been able to improve.
So I kind of got chills when you said that. And I don't know if it's because it's cold in here or because I just was really, that would like, but that's the thing though, right? It's like you cut it off. Like you made a decision and you were like, there's no turning back. Like I have to move forward. And I think that when you do that, like just providence moves in your
favor. Work harder. Like when you know, like I was making $500 a file as a processor. And when that's not coming anymore, when other people aren't just handing you business, you have to figure out like, okay, who's next? Who are we going to work with next?
Okay, cool. So how did you start your business? Who did you market to? Did you go after referral partners? Did you market to consumers? What was your strategy or did you have one?
So I didn't really have a strategy when I started. I knew a few realtors and I called them and maybe we'd get one or two, but when you're brand new, like they're not just going to send you everything. Really, it was just referrals from the people I was working with. So I took really good care of those clients. I closed their loans really fast. I gave them great interest rates and they just started telling their friends. And it's really a referral-based business for me for the most part.
Okay, that's awesome. So directly to the consumer and then to referrals. So I do want to ask you, I mean, you do a really good job of getting referrals from friends and family. What is your, like, what do you think? I mean, obviously you're just a nice person and you're really good to be around and you just genuinely are a nice person to work with. But what do you think that you might do different than other loan officers that brings those referrals over and over and over again?
So I know our job is a sales job, but I don't consider myself a good salesperson at all. Like I really feel like if you go in and you figure out exactly what the client needs. So are they most people aren't like, oh, I'm going to refinance to lower my interest rate. No one really thinks that. They're like, okay, I need more money monthly. I need to take cash out to do this. I want to get rid of my PMI. So if you figure out exactly what that person needs, then you're like communicating directly with them. It really doesn't matter what the rate is, even though I think broker rates are amazing. And so that really helps. But as long as you get to the core of what they need and address their problem and then be their friend along the way. Like, I feel like I'm friends with so many of my clients because I genuinely care about them. Like, and we make this relationship that works.
Yeah, I like that. That's awesome. So tell me, I want to talk a little bit about how you increased your business. You didn't even double your business. You increased your business last year by 80%. And obviously, I'm sure refinances had something to do with that. But why do you think this year was so much better than the year before?
So I think just being in the business for 5 years, I have people, repeat clients and friends, more people referring people to me. But I really genuinely care about the person. And also, I'm not afraid to work. Like, I'm not... Everyone's like, oh, what show? Did you watch the show last night? I was like, you watch a TV show? Like, no, I haven't watched a TV show in years because literally I'm just thinking about who I'm going to work with next. So I mine my own database all the time. I post on social media like, hey, rates are great. Why don't we call me for a refinance? But I'm not pushy at all where people can just respond to me, and I'm never going to push someone into a loan. Like, I present the information and they come back, and if they like it, they like it. And if they don't, they don't. I'm not going to keep hounding them to say like, hey, let's do this. And I think that tactic has worked really well for me, just to not be pushy, that more people are like, oh, talk to my friend, because they know I'm not going to push them into anything.
So when you say mine your database, do you mean like, did you send emails to your database? Do you reach out on social media? Do you do calls? How do you mine your database?
So I go through and I'm like, okay, what are interest rates today? Okay, what interest rate is too high to have at this point? So I go through and I print my whole database for the last 5 years and say, okay, all these people have rates over this. And then I work up a quote and I call them. So I work up their information, look at their loan, give them a call and be like, hey, how have you been? I looked at your loan and you can definitely save some money. Here's what we can do. Let me know if you're interested. And everyone's really, really happy when you call to save them money.
Yeah, I love that. So tell me a little bit, I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this, but I'm kind of interested. When you're doing refinances, like what, I mean, like, do you kind of try to do like no cost refinances so that when people want to refinance again, it's not costing them a lot of money? Or are you always kind of going for the lower rate, or does it depend on the person?
I think there's a fine line. I don't always do no cost refinances. It really depends on the person's situation. So, I mean, there's generally costs in everything that we do, right? So there's going to be costs in the refinance, and I think people expect there to be costs. So sure, there's going to be the few people that want the absolutely no cost refi, but you're going to see a way bigger savings if you have costs and you have a lower rate. And so when you present that information to them and show them that what's out there, most of the time people are okay having the costs. They know that I can tell them exactly how many months they have to be in the loan to recoup those costs. And usually it's a no-brainer.
Okay. And then the other question that I had for you is, so you always make calls. Do you have like a CRM where you are continually keeping in contact with clients, like through emails, or do you do mailers or anything like that?
I don't do mailers. I do have a CRM. It automatically sends out information like monthly newsletters and all this. So I do get a lot of people responding back to those newsletters, like just saying like, oh, hey, I think I want to refinance. And that's not what the newsletter is about, but at least my name is in their email. Like, they probably delete it half the time, but when they need it, I'm right there.
Oh yeah. I like that. That's ideal. So, and then the other thing too, because your volume went up so much this year, you actually had the need to bring on a couple members of a team, right?
Yeah.
So you needed some help in the office. So I'm wondering, who did you hire and like, why did you hire for that position? And then just tell us a little bit about how that type of a dynamic works, because I know there are a lot of loan officers out there who are kind of right on that cusp where they're like, I need to bring somebody in, I need some help, but they're not sure when to do it and they're not really sure how to do it.
Right. So I think for women especially, like, we can't do everything on our own because lots of us have families, kids. I have 4 kids at home and I work from my home. I work from my couch with my laptop. And so for the first part of the year, I had a nanny, so someone helping with my kids, and then my nanny quit. And so I'm like, okay, do I hire a new nanny or do I hire someone on the business side? So I decided that I would hire someone on the business side and see how it went. So I hired an assistant. She actually worked for a lender that I worked with regularly. They had layoffs and they laid her off. So I knew that she, I liked working with her. She knew the industry. And so I reached out to her and was like, hey, do you want to work for me? Gave her some information. I thought for sure to say no to me, but she didn't. And she's amazing. And so I just hired her on, and she helps me with everything that I need. So obviously she's not licensed. She can't talk to clients about rates or anything, but she does so much for me.
That's awesome. And how has that, have you seen your production go up because of that? Or has it mainly just been your quality of life?
So my quality of life has definitely gone up, but my production's gone up too. So obviously when we're busy working, we don't have time to do all the extra stuff. So I have her going through and running quotes for me on my clients that are in the past. So then I look at the quote and I'm like, oh, no, that one's definitely not going to save enough money. I'm not going to call them. But if she's working in the background to get me the information that I can call my clients with, it saves so much time.
That's a great time saver. And I can really see how, especially this year and right now where, you know, the market is where it is, how if you could have somebody just giving you all that data and saying, these are the people that you need to call, that would be a huge benefit to your business.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome.
And I've also noticed she's been doing some social media for you and stuff too.
Yeah, she helps me a lot with my social media. I'm not great at that. And she does amazing things. So,
but it's all very, very personal and personalized, and you would never know you are getting help with it. It's really, really cool.
I like it to look like it's from me.
Yeah, it's really cool. Awesome. So the last thing I kind of want to talk with you about is that home life balance. I mean, as women in the industry, a lot of us, you know, we have husbands, we have kids. And part of the reason that I started like the Powerful Mortgage Women group, the Facebook group, and if you're not a member, go join, was because as women in the industry, we face different challenges. You know, we bring all those, you know, hard things that are going on at home. For some reason, men have a better way of like compartmentalizing, right? But like when we're stressed about a kid, or when we're stressed about something going on at home, it's really hard to kind of set that aside and just let it go. And I think that as women, we all really relate to that. And so I'm wondering, like, how do you do the home life balance? Because you're closing a ton of loans, you don't have a nanny now, you've got kids that have got to be carpooled and picked up, and you know, just at your feet all, you know, all day long. So tell me a little bit about how you balance that.
So I think it's hard. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, but I love my family and I love my job. So it's a sacrifice that I'm willing to make on both. And I know that I think we need to like give ourselves a break and be like, okay, I can't do this or I can't do that. And know that we can't do everything. So for me, first of all, I can work in complete chaos. So like I work from my house when all my kids come home, like I might have one right here at my computer talking to me while I'm still working. One's making a smoothie in the blender. One's spilling Play-Doh all over the floor. And it's just like, I can let all that go. Like, it's okay. I don't care what the house looks like if I'm getting my work done. I always put my family first too. So business is really important to me. Obviously, I really care about my clients, but I want to make sure my kids and everyone, my family knows that they're important. So I make sure to go to their important things. Having an assistant has really helped where she can watch my emails and respond to things that can easily be responded to while I'm out. But work life it's hard. It's busy, but you just have to like give yourself a break and know like you can't do everything and that's okay. Like we out for dinner almost every night because I can't cook and work. So my kids are a little spoiled in that, but it is what it is, right?
Or maybe not spoiled. What I find with my kids is I'll be like, hey, we're going to go out tonight. Where do you guys want to go? And everybody's like, I don't know. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like when we were kids and mom was like, you're going out, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Yeah. My kids are like, well, we go out all the time.
Well, my 4-year-old's like, can we have sushi tonight? And I'm like, we can actually. That sounds good.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. Just not beating you up for yourself up for those things.
Yeah. Cause it's going to be busy and you can't do everything. And I mean, I have a super supportive husband that helps me with the kids, takes them. If I can't be there, he can be there. And so we make sure our kids are loved. One thing that I was really happy about is my busiest year ever. And my 5-year-old last week heard me talking about like my job. She goes, you have a job.
Oh,
and I was
really?
Like,
that's
wow,
amazing.
Yes, I have a job. I'm so happy you think that I don't, because I'm obviously an amazing mom if you think I don't have a job.
So you figured it out then.
Yeah, I figured it out.
That's awesome.
It's going good.
That's really great. One more thing that I want to just mention about Leslie. Leslie has her hands in so much service, charities, humanitarian, and I mean, you know, I don't want to kind of taint it by saying how has that helped you grow your business, but what drives that? What drives that passion for you? And then how do you bring that into your business? Like, do you involve your clients in some of this stuff, or how does that help you build relationships? That's what I'm asking.
So I mean, naturally, I'm just like, have a humanitarian heart. Like, it's, I would rather be doing that than anything on the face of the earth. It's just like helping other people. So it's just comes naturally to me. Anytime there's an opportunity, I just want to jump on it and do it. I want to be a part of everything. I think, because I like doing that, like I like to take care of my clients too. So I'll throw some appreciation events for my client every year so that they can come and know that they're appreciated and have a party basically for them. I don't know if it like, I don't really think it helps me get more business. Mm-hmm. It's just something that I am passionate about and I want to do it. So
I really love that. I love when people have a passion that kind of, I mean, something that you work for so that you can have more time mm-hmm. to be a part of that. And Leslie really is. I mean, she does some amazing humanitarian work, and it's always so fun to watch her social media and see the different projects that she's involved with. Leslie, thank you so much for coming today. Is there, I just want you to give, like, if you could give advice, any piece of advice to loan officers, whether it's business or personal or whatever it is, what would that advice be?
I think that if you like with the humanitarian stuff and serving stuff, I feel like if you're serving other people and helping other people, that more business comes automatically. Like if you're automatically doing what's right and helping things, like putting yourself out there, then automatically you're going to be blessed with more in your personal and business life. So I say serve more.
That's perfect. And that it, ladies and gentlemen, is why Leslie is crushing it in this industry. And it's why I have a crush on Leslie. So Leslie, thanks so much for being with us today. Guys, follow Leslie on social media, connect with her on Facebook, network with her, pick her brain about things and get to know her. And we appreciate you tuning in today. And we'll see you next Wednesday for another episode of Women Crush Wednesday.